Would you like to retire with enough? My name is Peter Guidry, and I am the host of the Retiring with Enough podcast. Today's podcast is the third and last in a three-part series that discusses what's occurred in the decade since I've left full-time work. The first podcast discussed what happened in my work life over the last 10 years. The second podcast discussed what's happened in my finances over the last 10 years. And this podcast will discuss what's occurred in terms of my purpose since I've left work full-time 10 years ago. But before we jump into today's podcast, I think I may have left a little bit of a hanging chad concerning my finances in the last podcast. In the last podcast, I think I stated that my wife and I had benefited from careful planning, but we also benefited from a strong stock market and an aggressive stock allocation throughout that 10-year period. I'm sure some listeners may have thought, well, that's really nice, but what would have happened if the stock market wouldn't have performed in a positive manner? And what would have happened if you'd have been punished for that aggressive stock allocation instead of being rewarded? The short answer is probably very little. As part of my retirement plan, I've set aside several years of cash to draw on just in case the market doesn't perform as expected. History dictates that the stock market will rise about every 3 years out of every 4 years in the stock market, so generally the trend in the stock market is upward. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep cash on the side in case you would need it during a protracted drawdown. And that's exactly what I have. So in a 3 or even a 4 year drawdown in the stock market, I would turn to my cash buckets and use that for living expenses until the market recovers. Careful planning includes some type of rainy day provision because unfortunately it does rain often in the stock market and one needs to have some type of protection in place. So that being said, we'll move on to what's happened to me in terms of purpose since I've left full-time work 10 years ago. John Wooden, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball coach of all time, said, "Don't let making a living prevent you from making a life." This year, in August of 2024, I'll mark the 10th anniversary of the moment I became able to pursue any hobby or project that I desired. In the last two podcasts, I mentioned that over the last 10 years, I did receive my Chartered Retirement Planning Counselor designation. And over the last 10 years, I've been able to assist numerous people in their journey towards retirement. People facing retirement have lots of questions, but unfortunately, one of the areas where they generally don't have a lot of questions is what are they going to do each day to fill the 24 hours of free time that they're going to have? And so in this podcast, I'll describe how the last 10 years have affected my sense of purpose and what I've been doing over the last 10 years. There's an old adage that states, "Physician, heal thyself." And since I'm always recommending to people that they pre-plan for purpose in retirement, did I actually pre-plan for purpose in retirement? I began the process of preparing to retire from the practice of dentistry during the 2013 calendar year. I had become financially independent several years before 2013, but felt I needed to begin the process of eventually transitioning out of active practice at some point in the 10 years after 2013 or before I was 70 years old, whichever of those two options came first. Generally, mature solo dental practices do one of two things when the practitioner considers retirement. The practitioner either transfers the practice to a younger dentist or the practitioner works less and less until the practice gradually dies on the vine and the practitioner retires. I mention this to establish the fact that leaving a dental practice is usually a process that normally occurs over several years. I had begun this process intending to make some type of transition decision during the next 2 or 3 years and then retire in the following 6 to 8 years. This whole plan got upended and changed rapidly after I hired a young dentist to work in my practice to help him out financially. My young associate was still deciding where he wanted to establish his dental practice, and he needed office time and the money that working as an associate provided. After being associated with my practice for about 2 months, he consulted me about transferring my practice to him. In another 6 months, we had worked out all the details. 8 months after I accepted my associate, he was now the practice owner, and I became an independent contractor. Like many workers, I suddenly found myself retired from full-time work. In approximately 8 months, I went from working full-time to potentially being retired, and the problem was I wasn't sure I was adequately prepared for all aspects of retirement. I knew that I was financially able to retire. I had enough money, but I had not decided whether I had worked enough, nor had I considered if I would have enough to do in retirement. So the short answer is, no, I really hadn't planned adequately because everything happened so suddenly. Unfortunately, these sudden work stoppages occur more commonly than people would think. People get a pink slip or a retirement package and all of a sudden their work life changes and potentially ceases. I had agreed to remain in the practice for an additional 6 month transition period. Being a planner by nature, I felt the need to quickly establish a comprehensive retirement plan. Instead, I decided to take a deep breath and to use this initial 6 months to decompress from full-time practice and to slowly formulate a well-thought-out life plan. I knew I had adequate retirement assets in place, but I really hadn't considered whether I had worked enough, nor what I was going to do each day now that every day potentially could be a Saturday. After working almost 35 years in an environment where every day was pre-planned for several months in advance, having a blank calendar to fill was pretty exciting, but it was also pretty scary. The two main questions I needed to answer were, did I want to continue to work on a limited basis, and what activities would fill each retirement day when I wasn't working? Because my retirement occurred so rapidly, I really hadn't adequately prepared for these two areas of retirement. The first 2 years. It was during this first two-year period that I decided to continue working part-time, approximately 2 to 3 days a week. Working part-time would allow 4 or 5 days each week for purpose-based or leisure activities. So during the initial 6 month period of my independent contractor agreement, I decided to continue working on a part-time basis. It was not long before other practitioners realized I was available, and I was quickly even busier. Over these 2 years, I eventually reached the level where I was working 2 or more days most weeks. I had almost worked my way back to the full-time practice of dentistry. My work consisted of contract labor in dental practices where I had no ownership or management responsibilities. I provided dental care on a contract basis when needed. My leisure activities consisted of gym workouts, hunting and fishing trips, travel, and extensive reading. I packed everything possible into my scheduled days off during these 2 years. I could reasonably control my schedule, and I had some time off, but felt that working every week limited my ability to plan travel-related activities. It was during these initial 2 years that I decided to consolidate my work schedule and schedule work-free weeks to allow for periodic weeks of free time. This would create more open space for longer leisure activities. The next 5 years, or year 3 to year 8. The next 5 years marked the beginning of my second transition period. It was during this 5-year period that I decided to gradually decrease my work schedule to increase my available free time. At this point, I had already worked as an independent contractor in approximately 13 different dental practices, and I was receiving requests from additional offices. Since the income generated through contract labor was not expressly needed for living expenses, I had the option to work as much or as little as desired. I eventually decided to decline all new dental office requests and to begin limiting current office contracts. This process freed up additional leisure time to pursue longer trips and activities. As my locum tenens contracts declined, I began to realize that I wanted something to replace the sense of purpose provided by helping others through dentistry. Because I've always been interested in finance and financial planning, I researched the necessary curriculum to become a certified financial planner. The certification process included both didactic courses and a required period of work in the financial services industry. I quickly realized that the work requirement would prohibit me from becoming a certified financial planner and that this curriculum would not be a good fit. I didn't want to work 3 full years in financial services to receive my certification. Further research uncovered the CRPC certification, which had no work requirements for the charter. As of the 7th year post full-time work came to a close, I decided to obtain a CRPC designation. The last 2 years. Over the last 2 years, I've decreased my locum tenens dental treatment, and after working in 16 separate practices over 10 years, I now provide care in one dental practice. Continuing to work in this one practice allows the owner dentist to continue to provide dental missionary care in southern Mexico. His trips are usually 1 week long and occur approximately every 3 months. Since my work schedule only occupies 3 to 5 weeks a year, I decided to obtain my CRPC certification in 2022. After completing all requirements, I'm now a chartered retirement planning counselor, and I've counseled both individuals and couples. Unlike my locum tenens dental care, my CRPC work is uncompensated. Over the same period, I started both a blog and a podcast about retirement happiness and the decisions that need to be made to decide if one has enough money, has worked enough, and has enough to do in retirement. Working only 3 to 5 weeks a year affords almost an unlimited opportunity for leisure activities and travel. And I've tried to maximize this opportunity by multiple trips and leisure activities. It takes a considerable amount of time to create a weekly blog and podcast, especially since I'm personally responsible for research, content development, writing, editing, producing, recording, post-recording editing, and the finalization of both the blog and the podcast. In addition to providing purpose, the blog and podcast have provided an opportunity for me to learn the new skills necessary to create and finalize both the blog and the podcast. At year 10, what does my normal week look like? My normal week is centered around gym workouts, which normally last about 2 hours each, divided between stretching, weight training, and aerobic activity. This is not a newly created activity. I've always felt strongly about physical training and have engaged in physical training and aerobics throughout my practice career. Having more free time has allowed me to elongate my time spent working out. Anywhere from 4 to 10 hours each week is spent in blog and podcast research, development, and production. My unwritten goal is to create and record one new blog and podcast each week. Let me restate that. My unwritten goal. I tend to be a bit of a workaholic, so I have to be really careful not to self-impose burdens on the production of the blog and the podcast. It hasn't been a problem so far, but at the point where it starts to feel like a job, I'm not going to hesitate to reevaluate my schedule. Once my 2 self-imposed jobs of gym workouts and content creation are satisfied, the rest of each week is pretty much open to any leisure activity I want. I still enjoy hunting and fishing, which have both a hobby and a social component. I like to travel with my wife, traveling with wife and friends, dining out, and reading. As previously stated, I still work on a limited basis, and I have very little free time during those work weeks. I still try and squeeze in 1 or 2 workouts, but I'm usually unable to dedicate serious effort to blog and podcast projects during my work periods. My basic weekly schedule is very flexible, and I don't really stress out if I'm not able to complete all schedule projects and activities during any given week. Hey, I'm supposed to be retired. And that's the beauty of being retired. Things that are not completed this week can be shifted into another period. So how do I feel about where I am presently? I'm pretty comfortable with my present work and leisure situation. My work weeks in the dental office are scheduled early in the year and normally don't conflict with any other scheduled activities. I try to get my work weeks fixed early in the year, and then I just schedule other activities around these work weeks. My ability to work out consistently varies by season, with the holidays and hunting season occurring at the same time and creating the most chaos. Since the end of the holidays and the end of hunting season, my gym workouts have resumed a more orderly schedule in the month of March, which is when I'm recording this podcast. Blog and podcast creation and production also lag during the holidays. I've tried to produce surplus blogs and podcasts that create continuity when I'm unable to produce weekly content due to scheduling conflicts. So far, this has worked out pretty well, too. By gradually formulating my ideal retirement life over the last 10 years, I feel like I've been able to get a firm grasp on what's important to me as a person, as a husband, as a father, and as a dentist and entrepreneur. I spend a lot less time monitoring finances, and I spend a lot more time with my wife, family, and friends because I've realized that that ultimately is a lot more important. And I try to worry less about things that I really can't control. There's an old saying about not sweating the small stuff. What I've come to realize in the last 10 years is that almost everything is small stuff. It's not my intention for anyone who listens to this podcast to think that I'm presenting my own life as being wonderful and without regret or problems. It's my opinion that everyone has problems and everyone has regrets. I'm fortunate that the problems that I have and the regrets that I've experienced are minimal. I always try to keep one thing in mind, and that one thing is one of my favorite quotes by Charles Dickens, who said, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." Everyone's life is different, and everyone will approach retirement differently. In retrospect, I'm glad that I had 10 years to formulate an ideal plan for my purpose in retirement. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to have 10 years to formulate their purpose in retirement, and some people don't get 10 years in retirement, period. Unfortunately, they die early. But this information is being provided so that each person can get a head start on their retirement plan. For me personally, having a very gradual retirement glide path has afforded many benefits. Proper planning and forethought can provide the same benefits to almost anyone without having to spend 10 years figuring it all out. And now some final thoughts. During this 3-podcast series, I've spoken about what's occurred in my life in terms of my work, finances, and my purpose over the last 10 years, in hopes that it'll be beneficial to listeners out there in formulating their own retirement plans. In the last 10 years since quitting work full-time, I really feel like I've been able to formulate an almost ideal plan for finances, work, and purpose in retirement. For me, using a phased retirement approach since quitting full-time work has been really beneficial. At the 10-year mark, I still work a little bit, but on a very limited basis. And my gradual glide path into retirement has allowed me to increase my free time while I gradually decrease my work schedule. I've tried to maintain a healthy lifestyle while I've continued to be purposeful in retirement. I've also made a concerted effort to carve out more quality time with my wife and family by doing family-related activities and family vacations. This 3-podcast series has provided information to help you to short-track your own path to retirement in terms of work, finances, and purpose in retirement. And I invite everyone to listen to next week's podcast, where you get to hear me apologize, because in my excitement to help people to create a vision in retirement that I felt would be optimal, I failed to remember that not everyone has the same vision. So I've borrowed a lyric from one of Grammy winner John Batiste's songs, and next week we'll discuss that you can only be who you are. And as always, thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, please feel free to leave a review. And if you want to partake in an online conversation, be sure to search for the Retiring with Enough group on Facebook. Thanks. The information and opinions contained on this podcast are for general education and are considered general communications. Information on the podcast was obtained from various sources, and Retiring with Enough does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of any information presented. Retiring with Enough strongly recommends that you perform your own independent research and/or speak with a qualified investment professional, legal advisor, or tax professional before making any financial decisions. The information and opinions expressed should not be construed as financial planning and does not consider the economic status or risk profile of any specific person, nor does it constitute an offer to buy or sell securities.